This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Wednesday, September 17th. I was going to do Audio Ask the Editor, but there's enough news to catch up on and talk about today that I want to focus on that. First of all, Raw ratings come in, and it is not good news for WWE. I think we're going to be seeing some ramifications from this. A 2.6 first hour and a 2.7 second hour, averaging out to, 2.5 first hour, 2.7 second hour, averaging out to a 2.6 based on those two ratings. I think there may be some quarter hour ratings that might average out to a 2.7, but either way, it's a soft 2.7 or a solid 2.6. No matter how you slice it, it is the lowest rating in 10 years plus on that same for September. And you have to go back 11 years to September 15th, 1997 to find the second Raw in a September, or the third Raw in September, draw 2.6 also. It's just devastating in a way for WWE, because now they're actually entering the territory of the early Raw years, where the mid-2s was considered a good rating. And they're no longer at that level going to be a perennial top 10 finisher in the Raw ratings. In fact, during the Republican National Convention week, Raw was not in the top 10 cable ratings, and that just doesn't happen very often. Now, I think 7 of the top 10 shows were Republican Convention related, so that's why, and they missed by 1/10 of a point being in the top 10, but they're on the cusp, they're on the threshold some weeks now of not being there, where they used to just be number one every week, period. Hour number one would be like number three, hour number two would be almost always number one. With ESPN, once it got Monday Night Football, knocking them down to number two, but it still wasn't anything to be ashamed of. Getting down into the 2.6 range, now if they drop any lower, if they start doing regulars 2.2, 2.4, 2.5, that's a danger zone, because now you're talking 95, 96 numbers at a time when they were really scrambling to figure out who the next stars were going to be after Hulk Hogan left and Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage and that whole early WrestleMania era retired. Although I should say, really, since a weekly wrestling show on cable with first-run material was new to WWE or WWF, because when they did primetime wrestling, it was just a best-of type show with Gorilla and Bobby sitting in the studio, and they'd do a couple house show matches that would air on the Boston, Toronto, or local New York cable stations, where they'd air entire house shows on their local sports channels. And they would air a match now and then from the Boston Garden or Maple Leaf Garden? Toronto? Yeah, Maple Leaf Garden. Or, MSG. But it wasn't really a show with angles or anything like that. That was WWF Superstars, WWF Challenge. That was the Raw and Superstars of its day, and they were 1 hour each, mostly squash matches, not many main events. So, when Raw came along in the early 90s, it was revolutionary, and it was drawing ratings that were better than WCW Saturday Night, which made it seem like a success. So, WCW Saturday Night was all first-run material, but the format got a little stale, and Kip Fright came in and messed around with it. It's not as if back when they were doing it in the mid-2s, it was seen as bad. It's just when Nitro, on week one, when Raw was preempted, outdrew what Raw had been drawing, and then beat them on week two when they went head-to-head, that's when Raw said, wait a second, we can be doing better. But that's when Vince McMahon came out and said, if we actually give away marquee matches every week, that undercuts our business plan. Eric Bischoff's trying to put us out of business by forcing our hand to run marquee main event pay-per-view house show level matches on a weekly basis, overexposing our top stars and undercutting our ability to draw at house shows and on pay-per-view. And Bischoff kept doing it, and McMahon said, well, Bischoff can afford to do this because it's being underwritten by Turner Enterprises, and it's unfair competition. And, I mean, he told me in a conversation that literally he felt was really unfair competition. His word he used was predatory. The ironic part of that always was when he was in the driver's seat back in 87 when the Survivor Series was created. The Survivor Series was created to be predatory and go after Starrcade. And Vince could have aired his pay-per-view on any weekend. And he chose Thanksgiving night, the traditional night for Starrcade. And not only that, but he started packaging his pay-per-views with cable companies saying, if you don't carry, and there weren't multiple pay-per-view channels, and he said, if you don't carry Survivor Series, then you won't get WrestleMania, because WrestleMania had been a big hit. So all the cable companies went with a proven product. They didn't carry Starcade. Almost nobody carried Starcade, and that was when Jim Crockett Promotions was just starting to expand. And he could have run on any weekend, any day, any night, and he chose to go up against Starcade and basically ruined Starcade. And it was the beginning of the end for Jim Crockett Promotions as a major competitor before Turner bought it out. So you go back to the start of the Nitro era, and Vince was complaining about Bischoff running these main events because they didn't need house shows to draw money. They were entirely a TV-based company at that point. House shows were not a major part of their business plan. So then you have Vince now running a style of promotion where he's panicking because now he's drawing ratings that aren't that much better than what they were. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.